This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
If it seems like all the news today is news you've kind of heard before, well, it is. Another 4 years, another national political convention. Another 7 years, another possible hurricane headed toward New Orleans. We'll have the economics of political conventions tomorrow when the festivities down in Tampa Bay really get going, though. Today, we begin with Tropical Storm Isaac. It is expected to hit the Crescent City later this week, Wednesday, last I heard. And we've called Sal Sanseri to see how things are going down there. He's an oysterman from way back, runs P&J Oysters down in New Orleans. We've had him on the show a couple of times before. Sal, it's good to talk to you again.
Appreciate you always thinking about us.
Well, it's this is what, the fourth time in 6-7 years we've had you on the program, because you guys, you keep getting whacked.
We're going to just keep going. We're resilient down here.
How ready can you be for something like this?
We have a generator, so we do have backup this time around.
Mm-hmm.
We are pulling in oysters today, and of course, oysters last a couple of weeks, so we'll be fine, because the restaurants are going to want to keep going.
Do people stock up in advance of one of these storms? I mean, are the restaurants coming to you and saying,
yes,
I've got to lay in a supply?
Yes. Yes, they do. This type of storm.
Yeah. Are you back yet from the BP oil spill? I mean, have you come all the way back?
Well, we're getting back up there. It's a good 75%. I mean, that's not bad. And it's sort of like a comparison with a forest fire, to where it's gone, but it comes back strong. Production is not nearly where it should be at this point. But we operate at lean, mean, and fighting machine type of place. You know, small family business, and our restaurants are loyal. You know, yeah, the people that we've dealt with forever. So,
do you get any sense that not New Orleanians, but the tourists are a little bit gun-shy, maybe?
You know, going into end of August, September, there's not as much bookings.
Yeah.
But that's typical. This particular year has been pretty strong, very strong.
Huh.
So hopefully people just realize that this time of year something could happen. But, you know, chances are, huh? It's not going to be happening much more. Come on.
Well, that's totally fair. So this is obviously the news of the day, and it's sort of taking away from the big political story, the conventions down in Tampa. Are you paying attention to any of that stuff down there in Tampa, the convention?
Well, sure, but I heard that the storm's not going that way, so I don't know why they pushed it back or it's a shorter version. But, I'd hold it. I think it should be going on.
What about you and your house and your family and all that? You're just going to ride this thing out, I guess, right? Boarding up the windows?
This time. We have a small generator just to run, you know, the refrigerator and a few fans. And we're going to be cooking some etouffee and have some raw oysters.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Sal Sanseri at P&J Oysters down in New Orleans. It's a 130-year-old oyster company.
36.
136. Thanks a lot, Sal. Take it easy.
Thanks for having me.